Chav Gimel of the Beis, Chavis Halvavis, Monday night.
Nachas? This one's just happening tonight. It's rocking. All seven people here.
Chavis Halvavis. Shari Yichud HaMaisa. You're right? Okay. I don't take personal pleasure, that's for sure. Okay. Kuf Pei Zion, page Kuf Pei Zion. We're moving ahead. We went through now. The last paragraph was about, you know, reaching an understanding of Hishtadlus and what's up to you, and Bechira, free will, and how it's up to you. And as you know, it's really funny how we. How people all too often, it's like, think the opposite. They feel trapped in their Ruchni Yuzdika situation. They don't realize they could break out of it and change. And they put all their efforts into business and into trying to become wealthy, trying to change their physical status, their monetary status. The other way around, that is the way it is. And where you have free will, where you can change things, where you could be different, become different, make a change, and it's up to you. You are in control. You control your world is in Ruchnius. In Gashmius, you don't control your world. You're the victim of whatever Hashem has in mind for you. He has it in mind for Ruchnius Dikar reasons, right? He's not just playing games with you. He wants you overcome difficulties and by refining your character traits, your midos, maybe your amuna, maybe your bitachon, maybe you have to conquer your yetzahara regarding lashon hara, gneva, honesty, etc. Okay. So that was that Yetzihara, and now we're moving ahead. Kuf Pei Zion, the paragraph, a third of the page down, a third down the page approximately. B'chashe Yisyoish. If the Yetzihara, when the Yetzihara gives up, the Hachshilcha, B'ofanim Shehizkarti, all the things I mentioned till now, this whole parak is tactics of the Yetzihara. Yifane oschalo fanacher will try another tactic. V'yomelacha, mashech hashavto al avodas Hashem b'chol libcha l'shmo. You have this. You do have a vision of serving Hashem, or maybe of being a masmid, or davening with kavana, or giving staka, or devoting more time to learning, or you know, being a better person, being more of an oved Hashem. Very nice, you have such a vision, it's wonderful, but the nicer you have time. He pushes it off into the future, just not today. Now, the Chaim Zalvavus talks about, he said, look at he says, Tucha lasa zos b'zman osed, you have time, now you can enjoy yourself. You'll do tshuva, you'll, whether it's next year, next month, after Pesach, tomorrow morning. And it doesn't, he exaggerates that. The truth is, even if, you know, you go and you enjoy life, but you know, you have one day left before you die. And the truth is, even then, Hashem will be mekabel your tshuva. V'kibalto alecha avodas Hashem karoi, properly, yomecha lufnei moscha. He'll quote a Rambam to you. Yetzihara knows Rambams, that even a person does tshuva on his deathbed, the tshuva is acceptable. Okay, I'm not saying you should wait till then, the Yetzihara says, but you have plenty of time, you're a young man, you have time, you have future, do it, you'll do it, you know what you have to do, you'll do it l'shma, you'll do it with sincerity, you'll do it, and tizke b'kach l'gmul hanitzchi, you'll be zocha tolam abo that way. And even if you do things wrong now, But you'll do tshuva. Lefneish lefisha kor yodato ofanei hatshuva. V'shehu yikablenu mimcha. Hashem will be mekabel your tshuva if you do it. Im hishleima chol tonev v'chiyuvea. You don't have to do it now. There's no rush. You know what you have to do. You know shari tshuva. You'll have charata. You'll have kabbalah. You'll put your act together. V'oz shuv. So stop. That's a seduction of the Eitzahara that he tries to push it off to the future. And he tells you, Hashem will be mekabel your tshuva. You have time. And in an exaggerated form, he talks about the last day you're alive. You can push it off to Hashem will be mekabel your tshuva even then. But the truth is, we're all victims of this. Anytime you say the word tomorrow or next week or after Pesach, or when I get around to it, or when I find Chavrusa, or whatever, this is all what he's talking about here. Push it off, push it off. So how do you fight that? So in all of the paragraphs that we learned till now, really, one way is to just ignore, you know, and just say, leave me alone, I'm going to do what I got to do. But in all of the paragraphs we had till now, the Chavis HaLov has always presented us with a direct way, because that's what he said in his Hakdama before he started, that the Yetzirah can be conquered with logic, can be conquered with, you can win the debate. Whatever he tells you, you really have what to answer him. Because he said this before he started all of these paragraphs. He said, it's always sheker, it's not true, it's sheker, and therefore there are always holes in his argument that you could pick apart rationally. It's true, you can take a different approach. You can take the approach, I don't want to hear, I don't want to know, I don't want to do an Aveira. I don't want to be ruffled from Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. Leave me alone. But he, in all of these paragraphs that we had, always gives you like the rational, like before, last paragraph. It's how it mixes you up as to what's under your control and what Hashem and what is Hashem is doing, so to speak. So he says, tell him you're going to stick with the Gemara. Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz miyirei shemayim. So here also he gives you a debating point. I'm speaking this out because it might look strange to you. Why doesn't he just tell you to tell the Eitzara to go jump in the lake? But because he started off this whole perek, when he started this whole long piece about the different ways that the Yetzer tries to entice you, he started off with the Yisod, the Yetzer Sheker and Choshech, and all you have to do is expose it and show the emes. So that's why here also he says, Voshuv l'shikulo chabari, get back to your intelligent faculties, your healthy intelligence. Don't grant him his premise. And this is the mahalach of the Chavis HaLavavos in all the paragraphs that we learned. Don't grant him his premise. Again, it's a particular mahalach, and it's typical Chavis HaLavavos. For those of you who are more familiar with the Chavis HaLavavos, it's very typical Chavis HaLavavos to take that mahalach. The Emorlo, so he says, this is what you should answer him. You know something, you're right. But Varei Eini Yodea Yomosi, right? This is Perkei Avos. I don't know. Maybe I'll get hit by a truck. I'll walk outside, I'll try to cross the street, and that's it. People have heart attacks, Chas v'Shalom. Tell, you know, you're right, I could push it off for the future. But for all I know, today is the future. And this is my last chance. That's a statement in the Gemara. Right, shuv yomecha l'fnei misoscha, and the Amora, I think Rabbi Yochanan said it, and he said it with such a straight face that his Talmidim asked him, but Rebbe, you don't know when, a person doesn't know when he's going to die. Like he said it with such a straight face. So he said, yeah, that's my point. Geniuses. That's my point. That's my point. As a matter of fact, like, it's in the Gemara. Like, this. I always figured, he must have said it with like a real, what's it called, deadpan face. Like, yeah. So he says, Rainy a day, yo, Mosi. So, look how embarrassing it's going to be. This marshal is grander the Gemara's marshal of Rabbi Yochanan. He, the Chazalovus says it over, he embellishes it a little, but his marshal is from the Gemara. I'll be like the servant of the king. The king says, you take care of my accounts. Then he leaves him alone. So he figures, you know, he plays around, money in, money out, doesn't keep a good cheshbon. He figures the king will call on him. In a year, in 2 years, he'll tell him, okay, you're coming to me next week, I'll hire a top accountant, and I'll put the books together. The government's going to come in, the IRS, Mas Hakmasa, they're going to want to look at my books, but they're going to give me a warning, no? So I'll have time. So you'll be like that, Evan, show you Batuach, who was sure. Shalo Yavireu Melefonav Kol Yimei Chayov. For some reason, he thought he had plenty of time. Bishkia ma'amatzos, he put all his energies. Ba'asogas tanugas hold about there. He enjoyed life. And one day, there was a knock on the door. The king wants you in a half hour with all the books. Uvahodo b'toch ma'amatzos b'hen, b'choshev l'samitz, l'achar mikan gamba v'odos rabo. B'nei b'intayim, t'vohu ha'melech, piso malavodoso. Lost of Laitaino, he felt like an idiot, you know. He was living high on the hog all these years. And now the Melech says, you know, I don't mind. You want to live high on the hog, it's fine. I'm cool with that. It's very nice. Might as well what's with the books. You had a job to do. It's Chayav Bedino. So the king strips away everything and sends him packing. So you go, share me, Avodoso Nicolarto. Because Yotzim Alephonov, he goes out, Evyon, Va'ovel, and he feels like a fool. Al Shalom Chosach La'atzim U'umo, the Meshach Zaman of Odosus HaMelech, Be'i Shoyo Adover HaShoyilov. When he had a chance, he didn't prepare for this moment. The moment was going to come. He knew it's going to come. He didn't prepare for it. He feels like an idiot. That's how he wants you to talk to the Yetzer Hara. Chavilovus uses these tricks, meaning you tell the Yetzer Hara, first of all, I don't know when I'm going to die. Maybe I'm going to have a heart attack in another 15 minutes, and then I'll feel like a jerk. He wants you to say that to the Yetzer Hara. Then I'll feel like a jerk. I'll feel like an idiot. I had my whole life, and Hashem gave me. I could have done it. I knew I had to do it at some point. I just kept pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off. And now what do I do? Now they can't push it off anymore. Benisha called him Chayav Evyon Doeg Oni V'Ovel Umar Hashem. He's depicting in very descriptive terms what a fool and a dope this Evet feels like. That the Melech gave him everything and he just wanted him to keep the books. And he forgot about that. He just went ahead. Now he's thrown out of the palace. Now he has nothing. And he has nothing to look forward to. It's all over. So that's what you should tell the Yetzer Hara. Okay, we'll stop here.